are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. And I hope you're safe and well wherever you are. Kissing Basilisks, Chapter 6. Sage isn't much help. If there's one thing my tragic love life has going for it, it's a non-stop collection of hilarious anecdotes to dine out on. My summer solstice was particularly rough, with the second wave of consequences of me dating hot goth barista and, completely by accident, his equally hot goth twin brother. It made for a funny story now, a week and a half later, with most of the bruises healed and the scars charmed away. Ferd wasn't listening to a word of it. He hadn't touched the coffee yet, and the magic sparking off him was getting more intense. He smelled like a storm about to wreck the world. The sand around him responded to his power, dancing around in patterns and walls like it was trying to get his attention. Wouldn't shock me if the tide started shifting in his general direction because, yeah, what he had bubbling under the surface was that big. I broke off halfway through the story. Mate, want to talk about it yet? Nothing to talk about, Ferd said hollowly. Only, he turned to me, looking shattered. I don't remember anything much about last night. Few fragments? Makes sense. Great feats of magical energy have been known to cause reverse hangovers. You felt the effects before you did them sometimes, and a common side effect was memory loss. That was why all advanced real studies include a heavy emphasis on responsible note-taking. But I remember some things, he added. I think. Any clue why this is happening now? Not that, he said. Something else. Look, I know you and Hebe have been sort of weird around each other lately, but you're solid, right? I kissed Jules, Ferd blurted out. Or he kissed me. I don't know. Shit. I don't know why. A surge of rage overwhelmed me, blotting out the sun. Fuck. I had to hold it together. This coffee was his emergency supply, not mine. My magic was still holding quiet, thanks to my first caffeine of the day, so at least my rage couldn't manifest in some kind of third-eating earthquake. No, if I let it loose, it was going to express itself by punching him in the face. Had to hold back on that too. I'd learned my lesson when it came to Hebe. I wasn't allowed to go around playing Big Brother on her when it came to relationships. Overprotectiveness is dodgy in an ex, especially one who didn't come out of the relationship covered in gold stars himself. Had to play it cool for now. Let her do her own punching. If Ferd deserved it. Maybe I should sit on my hands to be on the safe side. Which is it? I asked. Bit of a difference there, mate, if you kissed him or if he kissed you. A further rage flare kind of rolled through me. It was entirely possible that that one was all about Jules. Apparently I was possessive in all kinds of directions today. Fun new revelations. I don't remember, said Ferd, sounding genuinely freaked out. It was a party, I managed. Bit of stray kissing. To be expected. Probably just messing around, right? Drinking game. Nah, life was never that easy. If kissing Jules was the one thing he remembered about the night before his freaking magic came back. It was significant. It meant something. One thing at a time. I said, shoving that away for now. Magic. Gotta be dealt with. Anyone you need to tell? That got a reaction and a half. Ferd looked horrified. No, why would I tell anyone? Because you came here. Mate. We could have had a deep and meaningful in our backyard. Or on the train to Sydney. Or a paddock. Halfway between here and the Dandenongs. You came home. This isn't home anymore, Ferd said. hunching over miserably. Worried you might make your folks a little too happy? To see me fixed overnight without any sacrifice on their part? Yeah, just a bit. He shrugged. At least I'll be able to talk to my parents again. Without them threatening to mutilate me for the slim possibility of getting their original son back. Except, after all that, I don't want to talk to them. I don't want them to be relieved. I don't erase everything that happened. I don't want them to even know about this. I said, you know, my parents would rather I was dead than magical. They'd sign over everything they own to trade for your situation. At least your situation yesterday, the no magic situation. Ferd gave me an odd look. Were you raised in a cult? Little bit. Come on, Ferd, work with me. You came here, so either you want them to know, or your subconscious does. No way your olds won't get wind of a simmering warlock-level magic kid of their own blood hanging out on their fancy pants mansion beach. Let alone a dirtbag like me, messing up all their nice things. The sand around us both rippled. The beach had started building a sandcastle on the other side of Ferd, all detailed with hollowed-out windows and lacy buttresses. He hadn't noticed, though its second tier of towers reached up to shoulder height. "You're right," Ferd said abruptly, leaping to his feet. "We shouldn't be here. I have to..." There was a sound, a soft human gasp, coming from across the sand. We both spun around. A girl stood at the edge of the beach, her face shadowed by the trees. She was about our age, looked a hell of a lot like Ferd. Long, shiny black hair and a miserable expression. Long brown legs in tiny pyjama shorts and a tank top. Damn, his family made people pretty. "Ferdinand," she breathed. Ferd did not look happy to see her. His whole face went prickly. He stepped back, and his foot sank into the high-end sandcastle that the beach had been building to welcome him home. "Sadie, what are you..." "It worked," she said, her eyes on the shadow veins that bled from his feet into the sand, flaring out like the world's slowest explosion. "Oh, Ferdinand, they did it." Ferd looked beyond gutted now. He looked like someone had slammed him in the throat. Probably for the best I hadn't punched him. "Sadie," said Ferdinand, "what the hell did they do?" Thank you for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. The first of the Belladonna U collections, with the first four stories featuring Sage, Ferd, and their fake geek girlfriends, Unreal Academy is coming out later this month. And I'll see you next week. Stay safe.